It's time for high school basketball coverage right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. We've got you covered from all the big shots, the defensive plays, and all-around hoops action right here on Kansaland Radio and MSCSports.net. Now we send it to the court for tonight's high school basketball action right here on Kansaland Radio.
And we welcome you back one final time here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Of course, in Hutchinson, as we bring you the final day of the Class 3A State Basketball Tournament coverage here across the MSC Sports Radio Network at KNZA 103.9, also online at MSCSports.net. Thank you so much for tuning in. Brandon Tamman with you. Courtside one final time. Seth Tollison back in our KNZA studios, keeping us locked in and on the air. Well, it's the girls' third-place game here we're bringing you here today. And for Silver Lake, they were so close to getting to a state championship game last night, but losing to the defending champs in Goodland in what was a fantastic game, 54-51, but the Cowgirls advancing to the championship game for a second consecutive year. They're looking to repeat as the state champs. They will get Cheney as the Cardinals winning the state title 2 years ago, upending Phillipsburg, who is the top seed and Silver Lake's opponent here today. In this third place game, the Panthers at 24-1. And the headline there is the reigning defensive, or I should say the reigning 3A player of the year in Taryn Sides, the 5'6 guard, and Kansas State commit, who is one of just 29 scorers in Kansas history to reach the 2,000 career mark in total points. Again, one of the best players, if not right now, the best player in the state of Kansas. So for Silver Lake, they got the defending champs and number one ranked team yesterday. Now it doesn't get any easier getting the top seed and number two ranked team in the state in Phillipsburg. Phillipsburg, this is their first ever Final Four appearance. They have made state three times, 2020, 2021, and this year, all with Taryn Sides on the roster. So Phillipsburg enjoying their best stretch of basketball in school history. Silver Lake, they have had more of a rich history when it comes to state. They have been here 16 times, and this is their 12th appearance in the Final Four. So it's going to be Silver Lake, number three in the state, against number two, Phillipsburg, for third place here for the Class 3A third place game here today. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll come back, get you the starting lineups and the tip-off for the Eagles and the Panthers coming up after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stay close to home and far from debt with Highland Community College. Highland offers multiple locations and is your best option for an attainable education. Highland has just what you're looking for with online classes, general education, and technical training. Summer and fall enrollment opens March 27th, so don't wait to complete our free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Have more questions? Call us at 785-442-6020. Highland Community College keeps you close to home, far from debt.
Kellerman Insurance, where our business is built on the foundation of thoughtful client relationships.
I am Christy Wilson, and I have been with Kellerman Insurance for 30 years. My main focus is on commercial insurance. Nobody likes insurance until they need it. I want to help people understand what they are spending their money on and how those coverages could affect their business if they don't have them. And I don't even have to wear khaki pants or have a talking lizard to do any of that.
We've been here, trust us, based on our 121 years of combined insurance experience. Give us a call or visit us at KellermanInsurance.com and see what we can do for you today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
DSB is now paying 3.94% on new CDs and IRAs open for 1 or 2 years. That's a 4.0% annual percentage yield with a $500 minimum opening. Brand new depositors are welcome at any DSB location.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Silver Lake and Phillipsburg for third place here at the 3A state tournament. Let's get you the starting lineups for this one here today. We'll start with Phillipsburg. Number two ranked and number one seed, Panthers at 24-1. under head coach Rachel Miller. Carissa Keaton, a 5'4 sophomore, played 29 minutes in the semifinal, no points and four rebounds against Cheney yesterday. Trinity Gross is a 5'6 senior, 2 points and three rebounds in the semifinal loss to Cheney. Kayla Jacobs, a 5'5 sophomore, also in the starting lineup. And then Heather Skimper is a 6-foot senior forward, a Washburn volleyball signee. She had a 13-point, 10-rebound double-double in that semifinal loss to Cheney. And then arguably, once again, the best player in the state, reigning 3A player of the year, Taryn Sides, the K-State commit. She had 31 points in the Cheney loss yesterday in the semifinal. A fantastic player. Excited to see her here today. So, again, for Silver Lake as well, Mariah Farmer, Kinsey McDaniel, Cabrin Kruger, McKinley Kruger, and Taylor Ross, the Silver Lake lineup under third-year head coach Kyle Porter, entering today's game with a record of 23-2, 16-game winning streak was snapped last night in that loss to Goodland. So, again, the championship later on today, Cheney and Goodland. Cheney looking to win their first since 2021. Goodland looking to repeat as the state champs. And we got Silver Lake and Phillipsburg here for the third-place finish here in Class 3A. Maroon uniforms, the road styles for Silver Lake, all-white home uniforms for the higher seed in Phillipsburg. It'll be Skimper, the volleyball commit, for Washburn to jump for Phillipsburg. It is Taylor Ross to jump for Silver Lake, and the final game of the season is underway for both of these teams with third place on the line here in Hutchinson. Here is Skimper, a baseline drive from the right corner, puts it in. Easy money for Heather Skimper, the 6-foot senior. And the Panthers out to an early 2-0 lead at 15 seconds in. Here's Silver Lake's first possession of the ball game today. Phillipsburg going man-to-man here. 54-51, their loss to Goodland last night in the semifinals. A hard drive there by Kruger. That was McKinley. Misfired a little bit strong. A rebound for Phillipsburg. Sides pushing the tempo. Nice extra pass inside. A ball fake shot is good. And that is Trinity Gross for two. Two possessions and two buckets for the Panthers, and they lead the Eagles 4-0, 45 seconds into the game. Here is McKinley Kruger into the front court, who had a great game in the first round against Santa Fe Trail with 20 points and four threes. She has it at the top of the key, launching a pass to Ross, who dumps it inside to Kenzie McDaniel, but good help side defense, knocking it away and out of bounds. Silver Lake will keep the possession. A 23-2 record for Kyle Porter and company coming into this one. But a tough one here today. They played number one yesterday and now number two in the state for third place. And now we get our first foul of the game at 6:57 to go in the quarter. On the floor against the Panthers. And they got Kayla Jacobs with that one. They set it up beautifully. Good kick to Farmer. Left wing three. She left it short. And a rebound for Phillipsburg. Brought in there by Gross. Here is Sides, the K-State commit, quickly into the front court. 31 points in the Cheney loss yesterday. She also had 8 rebounds, 6 steals, and 4 assists. Here's a shot inside, missing by Jacobs, but she gets her own rebound. Here's Sides, a drive, floater no good. McDaniel the rebound for Silver Lake. Eagles trying to push here, down 4-0 early, looking for Ross inside, and a turnover. It was a 2-on-1 break. McKinley Kruger trying to bounce pass inside to Ross. Pass was a little bit low and out of bounds. 4-0 start here for Phillipsburg. Not quite 2 minutes into the game. Silver Lake going man-to-man here on this possession defensively. Here is Keaton in the corner, left side. Top of the key, it goes to Gross. A little 19-foot jump shot is off the target. No good. And a rebound for Silver Lake. Here's McKinley Kruger. Far sideline into the front court. Right side pass into the corner. To Farmer, inside McDaniel, shot is good. Deep post positioning there for Kenzie McDaniel, and Silver Lake is on the board, and quickly right back the other way is Gross for another two. She's got 4. Phillipsburg leading 6-2 at 5:45 left here in the first. And Taryn Sides has yet to score for the Panthers here early. Here's McKinley Kruger, guarded by Sides. Bounce pass to Farmer on the right wing, looking inside for McDaniel. She's getting fronted by the Washburn volleyball commit and Skimper, and Skimper grabbing the defensive rebound there off a miss by Kruger. Nice pass there by Sides. Easy assist. Gross, another one, and a timeout for Kyle Porter. He's seen enough through the first 2 minutes and 40 seconds of this game. An 8-2 start for Phillipsburg. And a good start indeed, 6 points for Trinity Gross, who had just 2 points and was 0-5 shooting in the game against Cheney yesterday, but she's got 6 of the 8 for Phillipsburg. And our timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Again, Brandon Tamman courtside here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Seth Dollison back in studio doing the Lord's work, and we appreciate it very much. Been a busy last few days. Shout out to our local teams and state championships today, the Donovan West girls in 1A Division I out in Dodge City. And then also the Riverside girls in Class 2A in a state championship later on tonight. We'll have both those games across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here for third place, though, in 3A, Silver Lake and Phillipsburg. And the Panthers out to an 8-2 advantage as Silver Lake has it after the timeout, and Farmer nearly had it taken away. Here's Haney, who just checked into the game. Freshman guard who's been good here the last couple of nights. Haney a pass right side, McKinley Kruger, McDaniel inside and off her fingertips and out of bounds. Another Silver Lake turnover, and the Panthers get it back with a 6-point advantage at 8-2. This was a loaded Class 3A field and should be a great championship game later on today with Goodland and Cheney. Phillipsburg with the basketball, an 8-2 lead here. Here is Jacobs with it. Hands it off to sides. Guarded by Haney now off the switch. Good close out there. Now they go inside to Jacobs and just saves it from going out of bounds. Here's Keaton a drive. Kicks it right to Skimper. Little float shot, no good. Rebound for Silver Lake. Kinley Kruger has this one right down the middle. Long pass up the floor. Gets it into Dider, who just checked in. And an offensive foul they call on Kaylee Dider. They're going to say she pushed off after the entry pass inside, shaking her head in disbelief, but nonetheless, an offensive foul. That's her first, and a turnover by Silver Lake. Man-to-man defense here in the full court for Silver Lake. Farmer having to guard sides here. The 2,000-point score, only 29 players in Kansas history have hit the 2,000 career point total, sides being one off to K-State next year. She's yet to score here in this game, though. Here's another three left side on the wing. Short. Skimper, the offensive rebound, puts it back up, rolls off the rim. Silver Lake gathering that miss. So a second chance opportunity inside for Skimper, not there. 8-2, the Phillipsburg lead. Under 4 minutes to go in this first. Here's a pass inside looking for McDaniel. Good help side defense once again by Skimper to knock it out of play. Silver Lake having some trouble here early offensively. A lone 2 points so far by Kinsey McDaniel. Down 8-2 over halfway into the first. Here's Haney a drive, kicks it up top to Dider. Dider now diving, looking for McDaniel inside, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by sides. And Phillipsburg will bring in a sub as Bryn Billings will check into the game, a 5'9 sophomore forward. Here's Haney, touch pass to Dider, gets it to Kruger in the corner. Now Haney looking for McDaniel inside, a post move in the paint, shot is up, no good. Gets her own rebound, back up, second try not there, but a foul. And Kinsey McDaniel set to shoot two. And they get the Washburn volleyball commit in Heather Skimper with her first foul. And Kinsey McDaniel to shoot two. She's got the lone two so far for the Eagles. Has had near double-doubles as she misses the first. She's had near double-doubles in both of the games here at the tournament. She had 10 points and 8 rebounds last night against Goodland. She had 10 points and 9 rebounds, also 3 blocks in the quarterfinal win against Santa Fe Trail. She misses both. She goes 0 for 2 and a rebound for Phillipsburg. Here's Keaton into the front court, spins on the block. Now Skimper, short corner right, difficult shot, left it short, fighting for her own rebound. She is able to get it. Phillipsburg here, another chance. After an offensive rebound, here is sides, guarded by Farmer, bouncing one inside to Skimper, turning, fading, firing, and hitting. Nice post move by Heather Skimper. She's got 4, a little turnaround J with a little bit of touch. A 10-2 advantage right now for the Panthers at 2:50 to go in this first quarter. Eagles struggling here on offense early. Here's Haney, picks it up on the left wing, back to the bucket, still looking for someone. Now it's McKinley Kruger on a curl, had it knocked away in a steal. Here is sides, head of steam into the front court. Little sidestep, Euro throws up a shot, off the heel, strong, tied to the rebound for Silver Lake. Eagles back into the front court. 2.5 minutes to go in the first, trailing 10-2. Here's Sider, left side in the corner. Gets a ball screen from Haney. Works it back to the top of the key. Picks it up there. Hounded by Sides. Now Haney left wing. Over the top pass. Entry to McDaniel. Layup good. Kenzie McDaniel, the lone four for Silver Lake. They're down 6 at 10-4. Just over 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Here's Sides, the 5'6 senior. Thought about pulling up a deep three. Closed out quickly by Farmer. Now Sides steps back from deep, and it's an air ball and out of bounds. So a slow start for the 2,000-point scorer, Taryn Sides. She has not scored. Not a good sign for Silver Lake because Sides has done nothing offensively, yet they're down here early 10-4. Phillipsburg, they got 6 from Gross and 4 from Skimper. Under 2 minutes to go in this first. 10-4 our score. Silver Lake with the basketball. Here's McKinley Kruger. Works it at the top of the key. Nice between the legs. Dribble there. Nearly put Sides on her back. Kruger gets it back to the top of the key. They'll reset. Kyle Porter calls out the play from the far sideline. And they set a high ball screen. Ross sets it. Left side, Kruger a 3. Just grazing the rim. No good. Haney gets the offensive rebound. And then lost it, and it's taken away. Phillipsburg with another steal. Long pass up the floor. This is Jacobs. Gets to the paint. Kicks it left. This is Billings back up top here to Keaton. Coming up on the final minutes of the opening quarter. Phillipsburg out to a 10-4 lead here over Silver Lake in this third place matchup. Sides, a little sidestep move, and she is rejected by Ross. Phillipsburg fans behind me wanted a foul. They did not get it. Final 51 seconds of this first quarter. See what Silver Lake wants to do with the basketball. Down 10-4. Here's Dider. Curls. Had it knocked away. A near steal by Sides. Haney now driving. Shot is good. And the foul. Kaylin Haney with an A1 opportunity. And the Eagles within 4 at 42 seconds left in the quarter. As Sarah Worley checks in here for Silver Lake. McKinley Kruger will get a breather here, but Kaylin Haney, the freshman, to shoot one free throw to try to capitalize on a three-point opportunity. Two dribbles, shot is on the way, hits the rim twice, falls off no good, and now Sides up the floor here after Austin Durkin grabbed the rebound for Phillipsburg. Here is Sides into the front court with 31 seconds and counting first quarter. Phillipsburg, the 10-6 lead here on the Eagles. To the free throw line, pull up Jay, misfired. Offensive rebound and another block inside for Ross. Ross has it. Here's Haney. Chance to get a little bit closer here for Silver Lake to close out the quarter. They're down 10-6. Here's Haney. Wants a high ball screen. Working right. Gets it from Dider. Steps back. Gets it to Kruger in the corner. This is Cabrin. Guarded by Sides. 5 seconds to go. Little pull up Jay. Short. Rebound Phillipsburg. Sides with a second to go. Had it knocked away, and that'll take us to the end of the first. So the Eagles claw their way back. They got down 10-2 early, but the last 4 for the Eagles and a 10-6 Panthers lead here after the first 8 minutes. We'll step aside back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake 66 has been serving you since 2004, proudly supporting all Silver Lake athletics. For food, fuel, and more, contact 582-5428. Silver Lake 66, celebrating with the Eagles, right off Highway 24 in Silver Lake. Wiener's Thriftway in Silver Lake, serving you, locally owned and operated for over 100 years. Proud to support Silver Lake Eagle Athletics, open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Wiener's Thriftway in Silver Lake. Go Eagles! Silver Lake Animal Health Center with Dr. Shannon Weber and her team are passionate about what they do and are happy to share the dedication with the community. Locally owned veterinary clinic and pet supply center right off Chestnut Street in Silver Lake. Proud to support Silver Lake Athletics.
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Eagles and Panthers for third place here at the state tournament. Start of the second quarter. McDaniel, an offensive rebound for Silver Lake. Now Ross gets another try, throws up a shot. It's no good. And they're going to get McDaniel here for an offensive rebound and a foul. They're going to say she was over the back, and that's going to be McDaniel's first. Phillipsburg a 10-6 lead over Silver Lake as we start this second quarter. Once again, third place here on the line at the Class 3A State Basketball Championships. Just getting going second quarter. Here is the K-State commit, Terran Sides, into the front court for the Panthers. Nice move to get by the defender and Farmer. Dumps it down to Skimper. Shot is up and good. Sides not scoring, but she is dishing dimes, and Skimper now with six. A 12-6 lead for the Panthers. Kruger to Kruger. Top of the key. This is Cabrin. Left side to Farmer on the wing. Puts it on the dribble. Takes it to the rack. Stops on the block. Kicks it back up top. This is Cabrin Kruger. Nice ball fake. She goes all the way and an offensive foul. No correction. They call her for a travel. That is now six turnovers here in the first half for Silver Lake. Shooting numbers in the first quarter. Eagles were 3 of 9 and 0 of 3 from 3. Phillipsburg, they were 5 of 17 shooting and 0 of 2 from downtown. Minutes into this second quarter. 6-point lead. Skimper inside. Missing the layup right by McDaniel, but Skimper gets the second chance, puts it up and in. Heather Skimper now with 8 points, a second chance basket there, and a 14-6 lead for the top seed and second-ranked Phillipsburg here over Silver Lake. 6:40 to go in this first half. Here's Ross at the elbow. McDaniel inside, turning, muscling up a shot, no good. And a rebound for the Panthers. Quickly up the floor. This is Side stopping. They got a close for three, just off the heel strong. And a cold start here for Terran Sides. A rebound for Silver Lake. Here's Farmer dumping it down to Ross right through her hands, and it's taken away. Another Silver Lake turnover. Far side, Jacobs here for the Panthers. Trying to get it back to Sides, and she has it high left on the wing. Panthers have been doing a good job, but they get another pass inside, and missing an open layup was Keaton. Sides, nearly another assist, but nonetheless, Eagles get the possession back. They're down 14-6 and under 6 minutes to go in the first half. Phillipsburg, they've had their best run of basketball in the last 3 years of school history. Another Silver Lake turnover, easy layup. Oh, it's missed! Keaton missing a wide-open bunny, and a frustration foul to say the least. Keaton stole it away from Farmer near midcourt, had nobody within 10 feet of her up the way. Keaton missing a layup and now picking up a foul after the miss. Trinity Gross checking back in for the Panthers. Also Haney back in here for Silver Lake. A 14-6 advantage right now for the Panthers. 5:40, clock moving second quarter. Here is McKinley Kruger into the front court, gets it into Dider, just checking back in. Dider works it back to the right wing, gets it off to McKinley Kruger right there, who drives, curls in the lane, nearly had it knocked away, gets it back up top to Haney. Haney drives through two, a little strong off the heel. McDaniel a rebound, missing the second chance, fighting for the rebound, and Phillipsburg has it, and a foul against Silver Lake. Believe they get Farmer reaching in. And they do. That is her first. An 8-point lead here for the Panthers. They have the ball back, over 5 minutes to go until halftime. It's a 14-6 advantage. Here is Sides. Again, Farmer has been doing a great job defensively on Terran Sides, but Sides has been dishing out some dimes to her teammates. As Skimper has 8, Gross has 6. Speaking of Skimper, she gets it on the block, facing the bucket over trees. And missing the shot over two defenders, and a rebound to the backside by Haney. Here's Haney. Fast into the front court. Now Farmer a little stop and pop J. It's an air ball. McDaniel the rebound and a second chance for Kenzie McDaniel. She's got 6, and that's the lead for the Panthers at 14-8. 4:45 to go second quarter. Here's Sides, top of the key, gets the Skimper right there. Left side it goes to Billings. Billings puts it on the dribble twice, now 3 times. Hands it off to Jacobs on a curl, runs into McDaniel, gets it back to Billings, turns left, goes to Gross, now Skimper inside, easy finish. Skimper, the story in the first half for Phillipsburg, she's got 10. 16-8, the Panthers lead, coming up on the halfway point of this second quarter. Here is Dider at the top of the key, hands it off to Haney right there, had it knocked away by Sides, and a pickpocket. Should be thrown in jail for that kind of a steal, and she lays it in for 2, and a timeout for Silver Lake. Well, it took until midway through the second quarter for Terran Sides to get her first bucket, a pickpocket, and a transition layup and a 10-point lead for Phillipsburg. Timeout Silver Lake, 18-8. It is a 30, so we're going to keep it right here. Our broadcast presented by Rainbow Communications. You can find them at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Brandon and Seth with you. Again, we got a bevy of games on Championship Saturday. One of the best days for high school sports really all year. You got Championship Saturday, of course, that Thanksgiving weekend for high school football. And, of course, here early March, you get Championship Saturday for state basketball. A lot of fun. And you got the Donovan West girls and the Riverside girls competing in state championship games today. Riverside, their first appearance in school history, and they make the title game. Impressive run for the Cyclones. Also for the Mustangs and 1-8-D1 out in Dodge City. Mustangs looking to win a state championship as well. So out of the timeouts, we're getting a jersey swap as Skimper might have had some blood on the jersey, so she is changing from 20, now she's going to rock 24. So a quick wardrobe change. Heather Skimper now rocking 24. Out of the timeout. But right now, Silver Lake trailing by 10. It's 18-8. Turnovers have really hurt them here in the first half. Phillipsburg was undefeated coming into the tournament. They were the top seed. And a foul here against the Panthers. Bryn Billings picks up her first. Phillipsburg this season, one of the best, if not the best, in school history. The most wins in school history. It would be 25 if they win this one today over Silver Lake. Eagles seeing they can chip back into it before halftime. McDaniel again, an offensive rebound. She is alive inside, and McDaniel keeping the Eagles in this game. She's got 8 of the 10. The Panthers lead 18-10 at 3:35 to go in this half. Here is Sides working around Farmer in the paint. Beautiful dump down pass, but her teammate in Gross a little bit cut off guard by the quick pass. Now Skimper a drive, gets underneath, and a shot is good, but a foul is on the floor. They will get Dieter with her second. Team foul number 4. Couple subs in for both teams. Keaton's going to check in. Also, Taylor Ross back into the game here for Silver Lake. Panthers with the possession at 3:25 to go in the half, leading 18-10. This is Keaton to throw it in. Gets it into Sides on the right wing. They don't close. She fires and drills it. Big time three for Taryn Sides. 21-10 Phillipsburg at 3:15 to go in the half. You knew it was coming. She finally connects, and another steal here for Sides. Sides near sideline, gets it up the floor, pass to Jacobs. Left corner, now Sides, a heat check, left wing, swish. Sides again from downtown, and a timeout for Kyle Porter. Well, there's a difference between maybe someone playing JUCO ball and then someone signing to play at Kansas State. In the game that Sides putting on here the last couple of minutes, you can see why. Back-to-back three. She has 8. 24-10 our score. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. Back after this here on KNZA.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you. Whether you're looking for new equipment or expanding your current operation, Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake.
Spring into summer with a new smile. Mitchell Dental is offering $1,000 off Invisalign treatment. Invisalign clear aligners aren't your grandma's braces. They straighten your teeth without all the wires and brackets cluttering your smile. And you can eat whatever you want during treatment, even carameled apples. Request your initial consultation at MitchellDental.com. That's MichelDental.com.
KNZA.
Well, it took a little bit for the best player in the state, the reigning 3A player of the year, Taryn Sides, to get going. No points in the first quarter, but back-to-back triples. Both did not touch iron. They were absolute swishes, one from the right wing, one from the left wing, forcing Kyle Porter to burn another timeout. And the Panthers have a 14-point lead here over Silver Lake at 24-10. Eagles with the ball out of the timeout, under 3 minutes to go in the half. Here's McKinley Kruger driving, takes it all the way, spins one out. It was halfway down, a rebound for Phillipsburg. Here's Jacobs into the front court looking for Sides. Haney now face guarding. Jacobs hands it off here to Gross. Lost it. Closed out by Farmer. Or correction, that is McKinley Kruger. Now Haney takes it away from Sides. And Sides dives on the floor. I think they earn her with a timeout, so they will give Phillipsburg the timeout here. It is a 30. Good defense there by Haney to knock it away from Sides. But nonetheless, right now, Eagles have struggled offensively here in the first half. Turnovers have not helped their cause either. They're down 24-10 at 2:31 to go in this first half. Panthers got 10 points from Heather Skimper, 8 from Sides, all here in the second, including back-to-back threes. And then Trinity Gross had 6 points in the first quarter. Really, the only thing right now keeping this from getting ugly is Kinsey McDaniel for Silver Lake. She's got 8 of the 10 points, the other 2 for Kaylin Haney. Outside of McDaniel, there has been virtually no offense. And you got to credit the Panthers defensively. Sides drives, kicks it, Skimper a pull-up, and she banked it in from the free throw line. 12 points for Heather Skimper, another assist for Sides. Now 26-10, Phillipsburg. 2:15 to go in the half. Here's Haney on a drive, gets it, shot is up and good. Kaylin Haney, a big 2. She's got 4. And it's 26-12, Panthers, at 2 minutes to go in the half. Here's Sides around a Skimper screen. Little hesitation, in-out dribble, sidestep, but she's called for a travel. Sides will turn it over. McDaniel back into the game here for Silver Lake. Eagles get it back down 14. 2 minutes to go until halftime. 26-12 is our score. Here is McKinley Kruger into the front court here for Silver Lake. Hands it off to her cousin Cabrin. Little three-man weave action. Now Farmer. Back to McKinley Kruger. Right side to Cabrin. Holds it high. On the wing. Now into the corner it goes with Ross. And a pull-up by Farmer. Swish from the left wing. Little 15-foot jump shot there for Mariah Farmer. Her first bucket. She's got 2. Makes it 26-14. 90 seconds to go in the half. Here's Sides, guarded by Farmer, left side on the wing, wants a double screen, takes it, works it to the right wing, kicks it into the corner. This is Jacobs, back up top, it goes to Gross. Gross angles right, gets it to Billings in the corner, wants to get it back to Sides. Sides has it on the wing, gets a ball screen, and is fouled on a 3. Sides was pulling up, you could tell immediately, and Farmer a little heavy on the closeout. Got a lot of body there, and Farmer picks up the foul, and Sides will shoot 3. Team foul number 5 seconds on Farmer. Taryn Sides will shoot 3 at 106 to go in the half. First, yes. She's got 9. Kansas State commits a top 29 score in Kansas basketball history, over 2,000 points. Second is good. 28-14, the Panthers lead. Haney back in, Farmer checks out, third free throw, a little strong, so Sides goes 2 for 3, and Ross the rebound for Silver Lake. A minute to go in the half, 28-14, Phillipsburg. Here's Haney, right side on the wing, closed out there by Gross, stops there, kicks it right back into the corner, McKinley Kruger for 3, nothing but bottoms. McKinley Kruger, who had 20 in the quarterfinals, drops in her first bucket here, makes it 28-17 at 40 seconds to go. Here's Gross, dives in, kicks it back up top to Billings, ball fakes, gets to Jacobs right side, now Sides, top of the key, kicks it back into the corner. Jacobs looking inside for Skimper, Ross playing good defense inside, fronting. Now a pass near midcourt, nearly taken away. Couple bodies hit the floor. Phillipsburg able to come away with it. And that's got to be an offensive foul, and it is on Bryn Billings, who just shoved Kay Bryn Kruger down. And that's going to be the second on Billings, and it will be Eagles basketball. 17.5 seconds to go in the quarter. Should say half. Here comes Durking back into the game here for the Panthers. 5'11 senior post. Here's McKinley Kruger, 15 seconds until halftime, 28-17 Phillipsburg. Here's Haney just in front of midcourt, 10 seconds to go. Holds it at the right hip, guarded by Sides, gets a ball screen, Haney picks it up a little prematurely, hounded by Sides. Kruger curling all the way. A lot of contact. McDaniel at the rack. It's good at the buzzer. They're going to say it counts. McDaniel, an offensive rebound and a big bucket for the Eagles to get back to within 9 at halftime. It's 28-19. Panthers on top of the Eagles here at the half. And our halftime show is next, presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Holton on K16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Phillipsburg 28, Silver Lake 19. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some tire shops give you a whole $5 off if you put their sticker in your back window. Guess that's their way of saying sorry for overcharging you. Now that's sticker shock. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to really save on tires. And with Wilson's Direct Price Match Guarantee, they'll not only match the best price you find, they'll beat it by 10% or more. Get out of town and save at Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirk's has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirk's also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Girls Class 3A, third place game here in Hutchinson. Phillipsburg, number 2 ranked and top seed, leading number 3 ranked and 3 seed Silver Lake, 28-19. Brandon Tamman with you, Seth Tollison back in studio. First of a handful of games here across the MSC Sports Radio Network. Championship Saturday here for state basketball tournaments across the state. Again, Silver Lake trailing Phillipsburg, 28-19 at the half. Let's dive into some of the numbers. Panthers had a 10-6 lead at the end of the first quarter. They outscored Silver Lake 18-13 in the second to lead at 28-19. Taryn Sides, the Kansas State commit, 10 points in the first half. She hit 2 threes to lead the Panthers. Also had 4 assists and a couple of steals. They also got 12 points and 5 rebounds from Heather Skimper, the Washburn volleyball commit, 6-foot senior forward. She was 6 of 11 shooting in 14 minutes. And then they also got 6 points from Trinity Gross. She was 3 for 4 from the floor, had 2 rebounds and an assist as well. Kenzie McDaniel right now leading the offense for Silver Lake, really keeping this team close right now. She had 10 of the 19 in the first half. She added 7 rebounds. She was 5 of 10 shooting. And really the rebound numbers favoring Silver Lake because of McDaniel. 21-14 right now is the rebound advantage for the Eagles in the first half. Outside of McDaniel's 10, they got 4 from Kaylin Haney. They got 3 from McKinley Kruger. And then they got 2 points from Mariah Farmer. Again, some of the other numbers, as we mentioned again, the rebounds, 21-14 in favor of Silver Lake. Assist numbers, 8 for Phillipsburg on 12 made shots. 5 assists for Silver Lake on 9 made shots. Silver Lake was 9 of 25 shooting in the first half for 36%. They were 1 for 4 from 3 and 0 of 3 from the free throw line. Phillipsburg, they had 8 assists on 12 made shots. They were 12 of 29 shooting, just over 41%. They were 2 of 5 from 3 and 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Silver Lake did not help themselves with turnovers. They had 10 in the first half. Phillipsburg, they were good in that department. They only had 2 turnovers in the first half. Get our halftime score, Phillipsburg 28, Silver Lake 19. Take another timeout. Halftime continues after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Taryn Ray, Consumer Loan Officer at the Farmers State Bank.
We offer competitive interest rates and terms on new and older vehicles. If you have a car that you found that you're interested in and you give me that information, then I can give you a look at your payment amount and if that fits in your budget. So you can go to a dealership and buy a car with confidence.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Kansaland Radio.
Third place on the line here in Hutchinson. Girls Class 3A State Basketball Championship. Silver Lake trailing Phillipsburg at the half. Our score is 28-19. Taryn Sides, the leading scorer for the Panthers. She had 10 all in the second quarter, including back-to-back triples. She also had 4 assists. Leading scorer for Silver Lake, Kinsey McDaniel with 10. She also had 7 rebounds in the first half as well. Can the Eagles come back? They're down 9 at halftime. A final 2-minute timeout in the second half is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Silver Lake 66 has been serving you since 2004, proudly supporting all Silver Lake athletics. For food, fuel, and more, contact 582-5428. Silver Lake 66, celebrating with the Eagles, right off Highway 24 in Silver Lake. Silver Lake Bank was established in 1909 and is still in full operation at the original building on Railroad Street in Silver Lake. Silver Lake Bank cares about you, the consumer, with digital banking available, savings and investments, also business credit lines, or if you're needing to pick up a real estate loan. Contact Silver Lake Bank today at 785-582-4651 or visit their website at silverlakebank.com. Silver Lake Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Gambino's Pizza, right off Circle Drive in Silver Lake, wants you to get in on the action of Pizza Madness, the epic bracket matchup of Meat Cravers versus Chicken Alfredo Pizza. Go to the Gambino's Pizza Silver Lake Facebook page to vote for your favorite one. You may enter a chance for a free medium one-topping pizza, with the winner announced March 13th. Everyone that comments is eligible to win a $250 pizza party at the end of the Pizza Madness bracket. Gambino's Pizza in Silver Lake, cheering on Silver Lake at State Basketball in Hutchinson. Go Lady Eagles!
Silver Lake Animal Health Center with Dr. Shannon Weber and her team are passionate about what they do and are happy to share the dedication with the community. Locally owned veterinary clinic and pet supply center right off Chestnut Street in Silver Lake. Proud to support Silver Lake Athletics.
It's true. Not a lot of places in Northeast Kansas can give you high-quality work for a low cost. But with Truax Tree Service, that's what you get. You get a true price, one that is affordable, and one that will help you get the job done. Jobs big and small, they do it all. Contact the local professionals at Truax Tree Service, 785-236-7651, for your local estimate today. Because we all know when it comes right down to it, here in Northeast Kansas, we care about people that care about us. So if you want true price with true character, you need to trust Truax Tree Service.
Kansaland Radio.
The Eagles have a run in them here in the second half to pull out third place here at the 3A State Basketball Tournament. Brandon Sam and Seth Tollison with you. Eagles trailing Phillipsburg 28-19 here at the half as we get set to start the second half of play here on KMTA 103.9 FM from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Thanks to all of our great Silver Lake sponsors taking part in our tournament coverage here on KMTA. We appreciate that very much. Enjoyed bringing the Eagles run to you. For those who could not make it out here to Hutchinson, Silver Lake, of course, a great showing here inside the arena as well. Starters for Silver Lake, starters for Phillipsburg, 28-19 Panthers. We switch sides. Panthers now going from right to left. Eagles from left to right. Third place on the line here at the state tournament. Let's see who pulls it out here in the second half. Phillipsburg with the opening possession, and sides gets it real quick. Man-to-man defense here for the Eagles. Gets it into the front court, right side pass to Gross. Up top it goes. This is Jacobs. Back to sides, left side. Dumping it to Skimper on the block. She's quickly doubled, had it knocked away. Bodies hit the floor and a tie-up. Possession arrow for Silver Lake. Good defensive possession to start here for the Eagles. They forced just the third turnover of the game by the Panthers. So now from left to right, Eagles, their first possession of the second half. Sides guarding McKinley Kruger as she gets it into the front court. Here's Farmer to Ross. Inside, McDaniel turnaround on the block and missed everything except backboard and a rebound for Sides. Here's Sides, a little hesitation, dumps it, Skimper inside, shot, no, it rolls off. And the rebound, McDaniel, her eighth. Frantic pace here early. Eagles with the basketball trailing 28-19. Here's Farmer right side on the wing. Free throw line. Ross pivoting back to Farmer. Left side, Kruger, McKinley for three. Not there. Rebound Skimper for Phillipsburg. Good box out there on McDaniel. Sides, long pass up the floor into the front court with Gross. Back up top to Sides. Skimper posting on Ross. Shot no good, but a foul. Both players hit the floor. A lot of contact, and Skimper's going to shoot two. And Ross picks up the foul. First foul for her. First foul on either side. A minute into this third quarter. Skimper at the line. She had 12 points in the first half. Five rebounds as well. She misfires the first free throw attempt. She'll shoot a second. She was injured and missed all of last season. She signed to play volleyball at Washburn. She had 13 points and 10 rebounds in the semifinal loss to Cheney yesterday, but she was just 5 of 17 shooting in that game. She goes 1 for 2. She makes the second free throw. And the Panthers up 29-19, just past a minute into this third period. Eagles with the basketball, long pass, McKinley Kruger driving, cut off by Sides. Here's Ross at the elbow, back to Kruger on the wing right. Long pass, Farmer in the corner, left wing triple, short, and Sides the rebound. She's looking up the floor, she's trying to get it up in transition. Instead, good defense in transition by Silver Lake. Skimper inside, working on Ross, and Ross is going to pick up another foul, and she holds her hands up in disbelief, saying, what do I got to do? So Ross quickly picks up her second. Quickly, Kaylee Diner's going to check in for her. And not happy, believe that was not a foul. Phillipsburg to throw it in. Keaton gets it into Skimper, left side, works it on the dribble left. Stops on a dime, now a 19-footer for Gross, not there, and a rebound for Silver Lake. Here's McKinley Kruger into the front court, Farmer right side, McDaniel on the block, shot is good, off the window, could have been an and one, no call, and McDaniel now has 12. 29-21 Panthers, 2 minutes into this third quarter. Here is Taryn Sides, casual into the front court, guarded by Farmer, between the legs, going left. And trying to get it back to Sides here on the wing, but good defense now. Gross is called for a double dribble and a turnover by Phillipsburg. Eagles down 29-21, 5:53 to go in this third quarter. Final game of the season for both of these teams. Third place on the line here at the state tournament. Eagles trying to get a second consecutive third place finish. McDaniel inside on Skimper. Missed the shot. Good defense. And then McDaniel takes it away from Skimper. Farmer for two. Yes. Spins it in from the right wing. Mariah Farmer now with four, and it's a six-point game. 29-23 Panthers. We've played 2.5 minutes of this third quarter. Eagles coming out here and fighting hard in the second half. Here's Sides. Gets all the way. Reverse layup, no good. And a rebound for the Eagles. Sides nearly gets another steal. It's knocked away from Farmer. Farmer picks it up. They got to get it across midcourt before 10 seconds. And finally, no, they don't. They said Farmer was not across in time. It's a 10-second count and a turnover. So Phillipsburg will get it back, leading 29-23 at 5:06 to go in the quarter. Bryn Billings back into the game, sophomore forward for the Panthers, replacing Trinity Gross. Here's Sides on the entry pass. Keeping it low with the dribble. Gets a ball screen left, gets to the corner. Now inside to Skimper on the block. Post move, shot good. Fundamentals for Heather Skimper. She's got 15. 31-23 Panthers. Here's McKinley Kruger. Right side it goes to Farmer on the wing. Dider gets it up top. Puts it once on the dribble right. Now Farmer in the corner. Back up top. This is Cabrin Kruger for three. Halfway down and out. And a rebound for Phillipsburg. Another one for Sides. Sides has it. Guarded by Farmer. Left side pass. It goes to Jacobs on the wing. Up top with Billings. Now Sides on the right wing. Spins one inside. Skimper through a double. Shot is up and good. Heather Skimper taking over. She's got 17 to lead all scores. Panthers back in front by 10 at 33-23 as we reach now the halfway point of the third quarter. Here's McDaniel inside, spinning, a little fader, no good, and a rebound for Skimper. Here's Sides, lobs the pass into the front court. Nice extra bounce pass and a shot blocked by McDaniel, but a foul and free throws coming up here for Carissa Keaton. As again, McDaniel with her second. And team foul number three against the Eagles. Here's Keaton at the line, who did not score against Cheney yesterday in 29 minutes. And she gets her first point here in this game tonight. Taylen Haney back into the game. Also, Sarah Worley checks in for Silver Lake. A 34-23 Panthers lead. Second Keaton free throw missing. Off the side rim, chasing it down is McDaniel. Here's Haney, long pass, Dider into the front court, and picks it up. Fans wanted a foul, no call, and a three is missed by McKinley Kruger, and then a foul on the rebound attempt against Silver Lake. They get Dider over the back, and that's her third. Silver Lake. A couple minutes ago, it just clawed back to within six. They're back down 11, 34-23, under 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Panthers with the basketball. Here is Keaton, right side on the wing. Skimper, who's taken over, and a block shot inside by McDaniel. Haney gets the miss. Here's Haney, who had 14 against Santa Fe Trail in the quarterfinals, diving in, layup, spins out, no good, but McDaniel gets the rebound, and she puts it up and in. McDaniel with 14, and right now Phillipsburg, they do not have an answer for McDaniel inside, and that's keeping Silver Lake in it, down 9 at 34-25. Sides all the way, dumps it right, and Billings lost the handle out of bounds, and a Panthers turnover. Sides wanted a foul on the drive, no call. Taylor Ross back into the game, McDaniel gets a breather. A 9-point Panthers lead, Eagles get the ball back in under 3 minutes to go in this third. 34-25 is our score. Man-to-man defense right here for Phillipsburg. Here's Ross, left side on the elbow. Stepping back, McKinley Kruger, a three. It is nothing but net. Two threes and 6 points for McKinley Kruger. 34-28. Silver Lake back to within six at 2:35 to go in the third. Staying in it. Here's Billings up top. Keaton now. Guarded by McKinley Kruger. Sides, a nice dump down. Skipper shot. Rolls off, but a foul. Foul by Ross. That'll be her third. And free throws coming up here for Heather Skimper. She's got 17 to lead all scores. And the first free throw is up and good for Skimper. Cabrin Kruger checks back in here for Silver Lake. Also Farmer back into the game as well. Second free throw, rattles in there. She's made her last three at the line, and Skimper now with 19 in the game to lead all scorers. 36-28, Panthers by 8, Eagles with the ball, 2:20 to go in the third. Now Silver Lake nearly turning it over, but saving it here to Farmer. Farmer dribbling back to the top of the key. Gets the play call from Kyle Porter. Angles left, hands it off to Haney. Had it knocked away, another steal. Pickpocket for Sides. She wants to go coast to coast. Layup good. Sides with 12. 38-28. Lead back to 10 for Phillipsburg with under 2 minutes to go. Sides has multiple steals here today. She had 6 in the Cheney game last night. Here's Haney around the screen. Right side Farmer. Nice ball fake. Drives. Floater. Good. Yes. How about it? Mariah Farmer now with 6. Makes it 38-30. 90 seconds to go in the third. Here is Sides. Left side working around Farmer. Takes it all the way. Shot no good. A lot of contact with the body for Ross, and she gets the miss. Minute 20 left in the quarter. Eagles trying to chip at it a little bit more. Down 8. Here's Haney. Left side. Cabrin Kruger now in the corner. Up top to Farmer. Little hesitation. Working around Billing. Shot no good. A foul is on the floor. Finally, the first foul against Phillipsburg here in the third quarter. And they get Billings with her third. That'll bring in Trinity Gross. As Billings again picking up her third. 67 seconds left. As McDaniel also checking back in here for Silver Lake. The 38-30 Phillipsburg lead. Eagles will throw it in underneath. McKinley Kruger gets it into Cabrin. Back to McKinley in the corner. Now Cabrin up top. McDaniel inside. Turn around. Yes. How about it? Beautiful post move there by McDaniel. 16. And back to a six-point game. 38-32. 50 seconds to go in this third. Sides lobbing one. Skimper. Shot no good. Rejected by Ross. Phillipsburg fans wanted a foul. They didn't get it. Now 42 seconds remaining in this third quarter. McDaniel inside. Layup. Spins it in there. McDaniel with 18. And it's a four-point game. 30 seconds to go here in the third. 38-34, Panthers in front. And now, Sides is knocked over. A foul against Silver Lake. He'll get Farmer with her third. So 27 seconds left here in the third quarter. Phillipsburg has the ball, leading 38-34. This will be Keaton to throw it in. Now Sides has it. Gets a high ball screen from Skimper. Sides working, dancing, gets in the lane. Kicks it back to Skimper along two. Little bit strong. McDaniel the rebound for Silver Lake. 18 seconds. And the Eagles down 4 here in the third. Nice quarter here for Silver Lake to get themselves right back into this one. 8 seconds to go. Here's McKinley Kruger. Gets around a ball screen and a blocking foul is called. 4 seconds to go. They'll get Sides with this one. She slid in a little bit late. And Sides will pick up her first foul. Just the second team foul against Phillipsburg, although the Phillipsburg fans don't like the discrepancy in the foul calls, even though they have the advantage there. 4 seconds here for Kyle Porter. Let's see what he draws up here for his team. McKinley Kruger to throw it in. Looking into the backcourt. Cabrin has it. 2 seconds. Turning, firing, fading away, a long shot. It's an air ball, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. But Silver Lake right back in it from down 9 at the half to down 4 as we head to the fourth quarter. Third place on the line here at the 3A State Tournament. Phillipsburg 38, Silver Lake 34. Fourth quarter coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wiener's Thriftway in Silver Lake. Serving you, locally owned and operated for over 100 years. Proud to support Silver Lake Eagle Athletics. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sundays. Wiener's Thriftway in Silver Lake. Go Eagles!
Chances are, you're spending more time at home these days. Get a feel-good, smell-good home by cleaning your carpets, vents, and furniture. Bob's Janitorial wants to help you have a healthy home. For reliable, flexible, and friendly service, visit bobsjanitorial.com to set your appointment today.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3 quarter tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Silver Lake girls trying to get third place here at the state tournament for a second consecutive season. They outscore Phillipsburg 15-10 in the third, and they go into the fourth here down 4. Panthers 38, Eagles 34. Final 8 minutes of the season for both of these teams. Phillipsburg with the basketball, opening possession, and a near steal here, and Farmer takes it away for Silver Lake. Here's McDaniel into the front court. Gets it back in the post. Too deep. Layup good. Kenzie McDaniel now with 20. It's a game high. A two-point game. 38-36. 25 seconds into the quarter. Sides drives. Little layup. Beautiful. How about it? Karen Sides too easy. Expect her to try to take this game over. She's got 14. It is 40-36 Panthers. 40 seconds into the fourth and final quarter. Here's Ross at the elbow, dumps it inside on the block. McDaniel, shot rejected, gets her own rebound. Gets it back up top here, though. Farmer has it, second chance opportunity for the Eagles, down 4. Now McKinley Kruger with the basketball. Right side pass, it goes to Farmer. Ross at the elbow, puts it on the dribble, dives in the paint. And a whistle and a foul. I think they get Durking here, who just checked in. With her first, just the third team foul against the Panthers, so it's on the floor. Eagles to throw it in. 6:57 to go in the game. Panthers holding on to a 4-point lead. 40-36, and now it's knocked away, and that's out of bounds. Last touch by Keaton, so the Eagles will keep the possession. Here on the near sideline, throwing it in, Caber and Kruger. Gets it into Ross at the elbow, facing, dumps a pass down, too easy, but missing the shot is McDaniel. I think she just misfired it there. I thought there might be some contact, but threw it over the rim. Here's Sides into the front court, Durking, right side pass it goes, Jacobs into the corner, Skimper a drive all the way underneath, and she stepped out of bounds. A turnover by Phillipsburg. Seventh turnover of the game by the Panthers. Holding on to a 40-36 lead here on Silver Lake with 6:35 to go. Here's McKinley Kruger into the front court from left to right. Ross gets it left elbow. Puts it on the dribble on Durking. Dives in. Had it knocked away and out of bounds and a turnover. They said it was off Ross's knee and out of bounds. So the Panthers get it back, still leading 40-36. That's 6:20 to go in the game. Here's Sides. Farmer's done a pretty good job on her most of the night, but Sides is going to make plays. So she's just one of those players. Here's Sides driving. Nice dump down. Durking. Layup good. She can dish it as well as she can score it. And now the first bucket for Austin Durking makes it 42-36. 2 minutes into the fourth. Here's Farmer on the ring right. Diving in. Kicks it back to Ross. Ross a long pass to McKinley Kruger left wing. Curls, gets to the paint, throws up a shot, no good, and a foul. A foul against the Panthers. I think it's Durking who picks it up. That'll be her second foul. And they're going to say it's on the floor before the shot, so the Eagles are going to throw it in. 5:49 to go in the game. They trail 42-36. Here's Gaber and Kruger. Back to McKinley in the corner. McDaniel inside, knocks away out of bounds. Good defense there by Skimper helping over the top there on McDaniel. That's been a battle inside all night. All day, I should say. And Skimper and McDaniel. Here's Farmer. They're trying to get her on a cut inside, but another pass deflected out of bounds, so the Eagles will try it again. 5:44 left in this game. Here's Cabron back to McKinley in the corner. Here's Farmer, free throw line, dives in a step, throws up a shot, no good, but she's fouled. And they get Durking again with her third. And that'll bring in Billings to the scorer's table. And Mariah Farmer will shoot two. This is only the second and third, or correction, this will be now the fourth and fifth free throw attempts of the game here for Silver Lake. Down six, still early fourth. Farmer's free throw is good. And she's got seven. That's the most she's had in the three tournament games so far this week. She had six against Santa Fe Trail, three yesterday against Goodland. That free throw gives her seven here in this one. Second on the way, and it rattles out. Ross, the offensive rebound, and she's fouled, and she'll shoot two. A big offensive rebound for Taylor Ross, and she'll go back up strong and draw the foul, and she'll shoot two. 42-37, 5:37 to go in the game. As Skimper picks up her third foul, both teams now with six fouls, so bonus free throws the rest of the way for both teams. Ross hits the first free throw, and that is her first point tonight. Ross was sensational in the loss to Goodland. She had 15 points and 6 rebounds and was 7 of 11 shooting, but she misses the second free throw. 42-38 Phillipsburg. 5:30 to go in the game. Your sides into the front court. Right side open. Jacobs a 3. No good. McDaniel the rebound for Silver Lake. Here's McKinley. Kruger into the front court. Cabrin gets a touch left side. Dives in all the way to the rack. Her layup is no good. And a rebound for Phillipsburg. Billings got that one. Here's Keaton into the front court. Far sideline. Now angles back to the middle of the floor. Now to the right wing. Pass to Jacobs in the right corner. Closed out there by Ross. 3 minutes down. 5 to go in the fourth quarter. Panthers holding on to a 42-38 lead. Skimper gets a pass. Rejected inside by McDaniel. Blocked inside. It'll be out of bounds. Panthers basketball. Good defense by McDaniel in the paint. Sider checks back in. Haney also back into the game as well. Ross and Cabrin Kruger will get breathers. Sides to throw it in. Gets it into the corner with Billings. Back up top it goes to Jacobs. Now sides, left side on the wing. Going inside. Skimper again. Shot is good. Skimper now with 21 points. 44-38 Panthers, 4:38 to go in the game. It's been a battle between two of the best teams in the state, number three and number two. And they're going to get Dider with an illegal screen, and it's an offensive foul. Fourth foul on Dider and another turnover by the Eagles. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Or correction, that's actually the fifth foul, and Dider is out of the game. Dider does not play many minutes in this game with foul trouble all day, and she fouls out. It's the seventh team foul against the Eagles. Just over 4:20 to go in this game. Third place on the line here in Hutchinson. Panthers with the ball leading 44-38. Here's Sides dumping it inside. Skimper shot through contact is good. 23 points for Heather Skimper. And it's now an 8-point lead for Phillipsburg at 46-38 at the halfway point here in the fourth. Eagles are going to have to rally. Here's Farmer at the point. Backs it up there. Sides fell down, but gets right back up. McDaniel on Skimper, missing a shot on the block. Gets her own rebound, then had it knocked away, and another pickpocket for Sides. Sides lobbing one here to midcourt. Jacobs has it. Stops, gets it back to Sides. 3:40 to go. Clock moving. 46-38. Eagles down 8. Here's Sides wanting to take over. Dribbles in. Takes it back to Skimper in the corner. Sides, left corner, thought about a 3. Closed out there by Farmer. Gets a high ball screen. A little midi. It's good. Bottoms. Taryn Sides, swish, 16. Man, none of her jumpers even draw iron. 48-38, timeout on the floor. Kyle Porter has taken a full, so we'll step aside as well. Eagles are going to have to rally. They trail by 10 at 3:16 to go in the game. Back in 60 here on KNZA.
Stock Grower State Bank is working for you. Whether you're looking for new equipment or expanding your current operation, Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Online at stockgrowers.biz. In Maple Hill, Paxico, Alma, and Silver Lake.
spring into summer with a new smile. Mitchell Dental is offering $1,000 off Invisalign treatment. Invisalign clear aligners aren't your grandma's braces. They straighten your teeth without all the wires and brackets cluttering your smile. And you can eat whatever you want during treatment, even carameled apples. Request your initial consultation at MitchellDental.com. That's MichelDental.com.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, did the Eagles have a rally in them? They're down 10 at 3:10 to go in the game. Nice move by Cabrin Kruger, but lost it inside. Another steal for Terran Sides. Sides, long pass up the floor, gets it here to Keaton. Keaton, Skimper, inside, layup good. Skimper with 25 points in the game, and now under 3 minutes to go, the Eagles trail by 12. Time running thin. Got to get some buckets and some stops. Here's Haney. Backdoor cut. McKinley Kruger with the layup. Nice feed by Haney. 2-4 McKinley Kruger. She's got 8. 50-40 at 2:35 to go. Here's Sides. No hesitation into the front court. Right side on the wing. Gets a high ball screen. Backs it out to the point. Now works it back right side. Skimper had it knocked away on the block, and then it's taken away by Haney, and then Haney runs over Sides. That should be a blocking foul against Sides. It is. Stops clock at 2:22. And that blocking foul will put Silver Lake at the free throw line. Haney to shoot a 1-1. Sides picks up her second. Team foul number 7. Big free throw here. A 1-1 here for Haney. Silver Lake down 10 at 2:22 to go. Haney's got 4 in this game. She missed her lone free throw attempt in the first half. First one here, though, is good, and she'll get the bonus. Now she's got 5. Silver Lake within 9 at 50-41. Heather Skimper leading the Panthers with 25. Sides has 16, and the second free throw is no good. 1-for-2 trip there for Haney. 50-41 Panthers at 2:15 to go. Here's Sides, guarded by Farmer. Right side pass to Jacobs on the wing. Back up top to Skimper. Looking for Sides, gets it to her right there. Now we'll back it up. Final 2 minutes in this third place game. Panthers trying to hold on. They lead it by 9. Skimper gets it on the block. Shot is good, plus 1. Well, the MVP is Heather Skimper today. She's got 27 and a chance for one more. 1:56 to go. Panthers back in front by 11 at 52-41. Skimper has been magnificent tonight for the Panthers. McDaniel back in here for Silver Lake. Ross will get a breather. Skimper's 3-of-4 at the line in this game. She had a 13-point, 10-rebound double-double in the loss to Cheney yesterday. Skimper's free throw hits high off the heel, hits it twice, and falls off. Rebound for the Eagles. Under 2 minutes to go. The Eagles are down 11. Got to get some points quickly. Here's Haney, right side, pass it goes. McKinley Kruger kicks it left, Farmer. Farmer driving on the left wing, had it knocked away. But a drive and a shot no good, but a foul. And McKinley Kruger is going to go to the free throw line. They're going to say it's on the floor, so it's going to be a 1-1. And the third foul against Terran Sides. Once again, clock stopped, 1:41 left. 52-41, Phillipsburg. Silver Lake needing these free throws and missing is Kruger, and a rebound for Sides. Now Phillipsburg can waste some more time. Sides being guarded by Farmer, and Rachel Miller, head coach of the Panthers, takes the pull. So we'll step aside as well. 1:31 left in this game. Panthers by 11 at 52-41 for third place in this 3A state tournament. We're back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Eagles running out of time, trailing Phillipsburg 52-41, 91 seconds remaining in the game. Panthers will have the ball out of the timeout in the front court. Heather Skimper, the 6-foot senior forward, a big, big afternoon for the Panthers with 27 points. Karen Sides, the K-State commit, with 16, which is honestly a good day, but not quite business as usual for Sides. But nonetheless, Skimper has been the story inside for the Panthers. Out of the timeout, throwing it in. Skimper, just mentioning her, right in front of midcourt. Had it knocked away. Good defense there by Cabrin Kruger onto the floor. And we get a timeout for Phillipsburg, and they get another one in. So the Eagles nearly force a turnover, and it's a full timeout, so we'll step aside for another quick 30. Minute 25 to go. Phillipsburg leading 52-41. Back in another tight 30 here on KNZA.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
After the other timeout here, Panthers with the ball in the front court, leading Silver Lake 52-41 at 1:25 to go in this third-place game. Keaton to throw it in, gets it to Sides in the backcourt. Quickly surrounded by three maroon jerseys, she lobs a pass to Jacobs on the right wing, right back to Sides, top of the key. Closed down quickly, they get it back to Sides, down to a minute 15. And they don't want to foul Sides. They get it back to Sides, and now there's a foul at 1:07 to go. I think they were trying to avoid fouling Sides, but that's what ends up happening, and she'll go to the line to shoot a 1-1. 1:07 to go in the game. Eagles trailing by 11. McDaniel comes back into the game. Worley checks out. The Terrence side, 16 points in this one. A 1-1, trying to help put this game away, and she buries the first free throw. She got 17, and we'll get one more. 53-41 Panthers. And the most wins in school history for Phillipsburg this year, 24, and they're on their way to 25. Second free throw good by Sides. She's got 18. 54-41 Panthers, a minute to go in this game. Silver Lake with the ball. Here's McKinley Kruger driving. Farmer now gets it. She'll go to the rack, missing a layup in the paint. But Kruger gets the offensive rebound, trying to wrap one into McDaniel, and I think they're going to get a foul or a tie-up here. And they will get a foul on Sides, actually, reaching in. That is her fourth. Just 50 seconds remain in the game, and McDaniel's going to shoot a 1-1. Both teams now 9 fouls a pop. So the last of the 1-1 here for both sides. And again, Silver Lake running out of time. Free throw is good by Kenzie McDaniel. She's got 21 to lead the Eagles here today. 54-42 at 50 seconds to go. Her seconds, good as well. 22 for Kenzie McDaniel makes it 54-43 at 49.7 seconds remaining. Sides gets the entry pass closed out by Farmer. Wasting some time, launching a pass, tipped. And Phillipsburg is going to get an easy, missing a wide open layup was Gross, and now Silver Lake has it. 37 seconds to go, but they're down 11. Here's Haney, a deep three, in and out, tipped around. Haney gets her own miss. Farmer up top, she'll fire a three, that is short. Haney gets another offensive rebound and then had to save it from going out of bounds. Just 22 seconds to go. Silver Lake running out of time. McKinley Kruger drives and is fouled at 18.6 seconds to go. She'll shoot two. And the Eagles running out of time. Just 18 and a half seconds remain. They're down 11. But they got two free throws coming up here for McKinley Kruger. The foul is on Jacobs, her second. First free throw by McKinley Kruger is good. She's got nine. 54-44. 18.6 seconds remain. Second, good, and a timeout for Silver Lake. So a 9-point game with under 19 seconds to go. It's a full timeout, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here. 54-45, 18.6 seconds to go, barring something absolutely incredible happening. Panthers look to be in line for a third place finish here in Hutchinson. They're going to win their 25th game of the year in what's been the best run for Panthers girls basketball over the last 4 years with Taryn Sides at the helm. Senior off to K-State, 18 points, just kind of a casual night for her. But the story for the Panthers was Heather Skimper, who has 27, the Washburn volleyball commit. On the other side for Silver Lake, Kinsey McDaniel, 22. She has 12 in the second half. McKinley Kruger has 10. Mariah Farmer has 7. Out of the timeout, Panthers with the ball and the lead, trying to put this one away. This will be Keaton to throw it in. And dumps it here to Jacobs, working down the sideline. She's doubled and finally fouled at 14.7 seconds to go. It'll be a double bonus as Kayla Jacobs will shoot two. Again, less than 15 seconds remaining in this third place game. The Eagles have had another incredible season under Kyle Porter. And the free throw by Jacobs is good, and that's her first point in today's game. 55-45 Panthers, 14.7 seconds remain. They back everyone off the free throw line. Second free throw gets a kind rim roll, and it's good. 56-45 Phillipsburg, 10 seconds remaining in the game. Here's Cabrin, or McKinley Kruger, an air ball three. Rebound for the Panthers. Sides gets it running around. 4 seconds to go. She launches it up the floor. And that, my friends, will do it as they do get a last-second bucket by Trinity Groves. A little icing on the cake for the Panthers. And they're going to win it 58-45. Silver Lake will finish with a fourth-place finish here at the state tournament. Our post-game show is next. It's brought to you by It's brought to you by P Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Phillipsburg 58, Silver Lake 45. Back after this on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters, the right agent with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Medical Pharmacy in Houlton is committed to providing fast and friendly hometown service. Staffed with experienced and personal pharmacists that treat you like a friend and take the time to answer your questions. With additional downtown locations at the Onega Pharmacy and West Farm in Westmoreland, as well as Tallgrass in Topeka. They have your convenience in mind and are proud to be local pharmacists that you can trust and feel good about. And because of their growth, you get more insurance, Medicare, and copay options. Caring beyond just prescriptions in Onega, Westmoreland, Topeka, and Medical Pharmacy, next to the hospital in Houlton.
Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
The medal presentation happening right now. Phillipsburg, a third place finish here at state. They beat Silver Lake here in the consolation game 58-45. And this was a good one going into the fourth quarter. Silver Lake trailed by four going into the fourth, but a 20-11 advantage for the Panthers, helping put this game away and finish in third place in Class 3A. They finish at 25-1. Silver Lake will finish their season with a record of 23-3 with a fourth place finish here at state. Brandon and Seth, one final time. Let's run through the numbers and get you out of here as we got more games coming up today here on Championship Saturday across the MSC Sports Radio Network. So let's start with the shooting numbers for both teams. Phillipsburg, they shoot 46% in the game. They hit 23 of 50 shots. They took just six threes, hit two for 33%. They were 10 of 14 at the line for 71.4%. Silver Lake, they were 18 of 51 shooting, 35% there. Just 2 of 13 from 3 at 15%. They were 7 of 14 from the free throw line. Big time ball game for Kenzie McDaniel in a losing effort, but she was just a beast inside. 22 points and 14 rebounds. She was 10 of 21 from the floor, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. McKinley Kruger also in double figures. She had 10 points and 4 rebounds, adding a couple assists as well. Then they got 7 points from Mariah Farmer, 5 from Kaylin Haney, and then 1 point from Taylor Ross, who also had 6 rebounds. Silver Lake did out-rebound Phillipsburg 38-29. For the Panthers, again, at 25-1 in a third-place finish, they were led in just an absolute monster performance by the Washburn volleyball commit, Heather Skimper. 27 points, 11 rebounds. She also had a block and a steal in 30 minutes. She was 12 of 22 shooting, 3 of 5 from the free throw line. And then arguably the best player in the state, reigning 3A player of the year, Taryn Sides. Kind of a quiet night point total wise. 18 is still very good, but she dropped 31 in the Cheney game yesterday. But 18 for Sides, 6 of 14 shooting, 2 of 4 from 3. She was 4 for 5 at the line, but she added 9 assists, just 1 turnover. She had 4 steals and 6 rebounds as well. They also got 8 points from Trinity Gross, 2 points from Austin Durking, and then 1 point apiece from Chloe Van Der Veen, who came in late. Also, Kayla Jacobs and Carissa Keaton with a point apiece as well. Turnovers 15 for Silver Lake, 9 for Phillipsburg. Phillipsburg had 15 assists on the 23 made baskets. Silver Lake had 12 assists on 18 made baskets. So that's going to do it again for us here for this season. It has been an incredible ride, but we got more. We got some state championship games coming up here later on today. The Donovan West girls in Class 1A Division 1, 4 o'clock on KNZA. We'll have that one for you out in Dodge City. And then Riverside, the girls in Class 2A, an incredible run for the Cyclones. We'll take on Berean Academy at 6:15 tonight in a state championship game. Also, we'll have for you here on KNZA. So hang with us. A lot of great basketball to be played, but want to thank again all the Silver Lake people. Very kind, very friendly. Appreciate all the hospitality from them. It was great following this run for them. Kyle Porter, great stuff. Coaching staff did an amazing job with this team. They only had three seniors, and a good chunk of their team is going to be back. So Silver Lake, I would expect them to be right in the mix once again in the 23-24 season. But nonetheless, it was a lot of fun. We got to get out of here and get you set for our next broadcast here today. Again, our final score here from Hutchinson. Phillipsburg, a third-place finish here at the state tournament. They beat Silver Lake by a final score of 58-45. Phillipsburg finishing at 25-1. Silver Lake finishes at 23-3. Thanks again for everyone for the studio. Keep working hard, brother. We got you covered. Enjoy the rest of the broadcast here throughout the day. I am out. Brandon Tabman calling out and signing out. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later on next week for more sports and more right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.